The next patient is Dorothy Lund. The last name is L-U-N, like in November, D like in Delta. This is the clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that is following in the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The etiology of this CKD is most likely associated to nephrosclerosis and the presence of cardiorenal syndrome. This patient has a ischemic cardiomyopathy, a atrial fibrillation, and has had several episodes of congestive heart failure. She has been very stable. She continues to lose weight. She is she has lost more than 3 pounds since the last time that is here. Hasn't been to the hospital. Was reevaluated with a stress test by Dr. Torres, Torres T O R R E S, the cardiologist, and also an echocardiogram, and the ejection fraction has increased to 52%. And for that reason, I think that we have been gaining kidney function as well. Now we have in the laboratory workup that was done on August the 2nd of 2024, the creatinine of 1.2, a BUN of 18, and an estimated GFR of 44.3. She's a 3A, A1. Albumin is 4. The total protein is 7.1 liver function test with normal limits. The protein creatinine ratio 90 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is within normal range. Number two, the patient has ischemic cardiomyopathy, history of congestive heart failure, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. She has a defibrillator. Following number, the patient has a history of carcinoma of the breast. In July the 5th, she had a CA15-3 that was 25 and a CA27-29 that was 34, which were with the normal limits. She follows with the oncologist at the oncology center in Lakeland, Florida. Following number, hyperlipidemia with a cholesterol of 150. The LDL cholesterol is 74 and the HDL is 59. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without esophagitis, and following number, hypertension that is under control. We're going to reevaluate this case in 5 months with laboratory workup. I spend 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.